plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have fantastic food, they have carvery on a Sunday, and great bar and great bar staff as well, I have to say. And if you're from outside Dublin and you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, I describe Jeremy as putting himself out there to be a lamb to the slaughter because of what you told me earlier on today. And when you told me this, I said, uh-oh, we're doing a topic on this. And you said no. Because you think you did the right thing, I think a lot of people would totally disagree with you. So, well, tell me what happened.
Okay, well, just to rewind backwards. When I did what I did that afternoon, I went home and I happened to put it up on my public Facebook page just to say, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting everybody to say, fair play to you. You know, you're decent and all that. And left Facebook for a couple of hours and then came back and looked at the comments. And mm-hmm. I was ripped apart like a hair. At a coursing trial, is that what it's called? Is that the right expression?
Something like that, yeah.
Where the hair gets ravaged. I was literally ravaged. And I was like, Jesus, what the hell is going on here? So that was the reaction. And that's why, I do want to do it on today's show. If I didn't want to do it, we wouldn't be talking about it. So, okay, we're talking about
it. No, but your initial thing was...
I didn't want to sit here for an hour getting abuse from our lovely listeners. But I don't think... I know our listeners very well, and I think that you will see my side of things and you will actually think Jeremy was right in what he did. Okay, so yesterday I was shopping in a very well-known low-cost retail shop. Isn't that what you know the shop I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. No, it's not Aldi or Lidl. It's not a supermarket. But it's one of those shops where you can get two for a fiver or three items for a fiver. You know the shops I'm talking about. I don't want to name the shop just yet. And it'll become obvious why in a moment. But was shopping with one of my kids in the shop, and I was down one of the aisles, and I saw this young fella, I'd say about 18 or 19, there, and he was wearing a jacket, and I saw him pick up two bags of sweets. Now, these are the bags of sweets that you get in the cinema, not the little bags of sweets, the big bag of sweets. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they were, but I saw him picking up two bags of sweets off the shelf and putting one in his left pocket and one in his right pocket. And I thought, Jesus, because I've never seen somebody shoplifting before. And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. But maybe he's going to bring them up to the till and pay for them. Maybe just hold them in his pocket. Then he went over and bought a bottle of Lucozade out of the fridge, which was next to it, and went up to the till. And I was behind him paying for my stuff. And I was saying to myself, I wonder now, will he...
Take the bags of sweets out of his pocket.
And he didn't. He just paid for the bottle of Lucozade. So obviously that was a diversion so that people wouldn't think it was suspicious that he was just walking in and out of a shop. Because I know from talking to security friends of mine who do door security, they say the dead giveaway of a shoplifter is when they walk into a shop and they walk back out without buying anything. Why would you walk into a shop and leave without buying anything? You wouldn't. So he bought the bottle of Lucozade as a cover-up. So he was walking out of the shop, paying for the two items, are paying for the one item and not paying for the two bags of sweets. And I happened to say, I was standing behind him, I happened to say to the shop assistant, I said, by the way, just to let you know, he put two bags of sweets in his pocket there, if you want to check yourself. And initially, the person behind the cash register wasn't doing anything about it, a bit of a gob-daw, wasn't doing anything. I said, there's two bags actually in his pocket of sweets. Now, I seemed more concerned about the fact that he was shoplifting than the person behind the till. They were completely oblivious to it. The floor manager happened to be nearby, came along, called a security guard. The security guard, there was words had then between the young fella and the security guard. And next thing I know, the young fella, 18, 19 years of age, was brought off to, I assume it was the office, back down to the end of the shop. I assume that was to check if the...
Oh, because you ratted on him.
I don't want to use... And I don't want to use... The word rat.
Well, I want to use
No, because I find that a dirty word.
No, it is a dirty word.
I think that's
It's intended to be a dirty word. You ratted on the young fella for... now, obviously, he shouldn't be shoplifting. He didn't rob gold bullion. He robbed two bags of sweets. Let's conservatively say they're worth $3.50 each.
I think it's two for fiver, actually.
So a fiver's worth of sweets in his pocket... And you ratted on him to the point that he got escorted off to the office.
It's the first time I've done it, and it was my instinct.
It's the first time you've seen it.
Yes, the first time I've seen it.
It was your instinct.
It was just my instinct to tell, because your man was being so smug about it. This young fellow was being so smug about it. And my reckoning, when I thought about it, and I went home and thought about it, this obviously isn't his first rodeo. He's obviously shoplifted before. And that pisses me off when people think it's not about the cost. Even if it was a packet of chewing gum for 70 cent, it would be the same thing. And my problem is, and you know this, I've got into trouble in the past over this, I hate the mind your own business people. Say Martin Woods there on Facebook, mind your own business, you nosy fuck. No, Martin, I won't mind my own business, you pathetic fuck. Would be my answer to you. Because you're the type of person that
I know. I think you're the pathetic one, if you want the honest truth.
Really? For reporting a crime?
A young fella.
So hang on. If someone broke into your car and stole it tonight, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah? And I happen to
My car is worth thousands of euro.
It's not the...
Not see, a fiver.
That is the problem. Is
that way out of that. No, you absolute loser.
No. You don't put a value... You don't put a value... You're theft. Theft is theft.
You are a nosy loser.
No, it was not...
You
no,
absolutely are.
It was nothing to do with nosy because I didn't go out of my way to report him. He happened to do it in front of me.
You did go out of your way.
No, I didn't.
He was gone through the till and you went, he's out there robbing sweets. I can hear you. You nosy loser.
So for doing the right thing.
Right thing, me arse, over a fiver. What's it to you? What is it to you?
Okay.
What do you think you achieved by that young fella being lagged, carted off by security? Well, what did you achieve?
Well, he's after getting reprimanded first.
How do you know? I don't know.
Well, I don't
I'd
know.
I'd say he was outside the door of the shop 4 minutes later.
Well, he didn't get away with it. He didn't pull a fast one.
Because he wasn't arrested. The guards aren't going to come down over a fiver's worth of sweets.
No, of course they won't.
The shop isn't even going to call the guards.
This particular shop, the staff are probably very poorly paid. They're probably on feckin' buttons.
Well, they're on more than a fiver an hour. That's all he robbed. A fiver's worth of sweets.
So what do you put a price on then?
Mind your own business.
Now, there were people commenting on my Facebook page and they were saying this stuff like, oh, you don't know, this man could be hungry. This could be
going.
He could be going to feed his kids.
Could be.
Okay, first of all, that's not the case. Because first of all, he was 18 or 19 years of age. Okay, so he wasn't going home to feed his family. Mm. And if you were going to shoplift, by the way, I probably wouldn't report someone if they were shoplifting a pan of bread, if you saw a woman in shoplifting.
Oh, but theft is theft.
But I'm saying this young fella was robbing sweets just because he couldn't have been arsed buying for them. If I had been in Brown Thomas and he was buying a 1,000 euro pair of shoes, I'd say, well, he probably can't afford them. But the fact that it was, that's the pettiest of theft. The fact that he wasn't robbing the sweets because he couldn't afford them. He was robbing the sweets because he knew he could get away with it.
Okay. I agree with you, it was petty theft. But what was even more petty is you squealing
on. Look,
he's after robbing something.
But you know what? I wasn't going to be pompous about it, but now that I'm seeing the reaction coming in, I am fucking delighted that I reported it now. Absolutely delighted. Every single one of you that's saying stuff like, mind your own business, and you're pathetic and all that. You've obviously never had a business. You've obviously got nothing in your life that has ever been worth taking.
Can I just tell you that business, and I'm not in any way condoning shoplifting.
But you are. You literally are. You're saying what
you're talking about. A fiver. This particular shop is not going to go bankrupt tomorrow over a fiver.
That's not the point. That is not the point. The point is he felt cool enough to walk into a shop and steal sweets because he could get away with it. Not because of any other reason. Not because he was trying to feed
his
family.
You're a sad case. You know
that. No, I'm not. I'm not actually a sad case. And
You're such a sad case, you've even annoyed our Katie. Here, hang on for 1 second. She's after sending me a WhatsApp voice note to play. Hang on.
Sounds like a bloke.
That's Katie.
Oh, Jeremy. You fucking loser.
There you go.
See, only in
so that's your two teammates here on Opinions Matter calling you an absolute spanner.
Again, neither of you have ever owned a business or owned anything valuable in your life that has been taken on you. So you actually don't understand how pathetic it is. And Katie, if you owned a little corner shop or something like that, and this was happening to you on a daily basis, you'd have a completely different opinion.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation like our Katie did. And I just love the way she's laughing.
That's actually your...
Right.
Oh, Jeremy, you fucking loser.
That's actually a pathetic contribution.
I think it's a brilliant contribution. It just sums it up.
No, because she hasn't said why it's pathetic. She hasn't said anything. And I'm sorry, I will do it again.
Over a fiver's worth of sweets.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Okay,
that's the problem, by the way. That is the problem with Ireland, unlike other countries. Actually, there was a video. I don't know, and we'll go to the calls in a second, but I just want to tell this story. I don't know if any of you saw the video from England that was posted last week on TikTok. And it showed a fella going into an Apple store. I don't know where the Apple store was in England, but he went into an Apple store and he pulled a load of gear off the shelves and just walked out with it as people just stood there looking at him. That is what is wrong. The scum of the earth think that
you can't buy anything in an Apple store for under a fiver.
Okay, I'm just saying, but the people that stood by, if you want to be the kind of spineless losers that just stand by and let crimes happen without getting involved, I knew he wasn't going to pull a knife on me or anything like that. What did I do that was wrong? Is reporting a crime now wrong?
I just have one thing to say.
Okay, but then...
That's all I have to say.
But then we'll just take laughs. We won't take any conversation, but we'll just take laughs about it because it's all one big laugh that someone was shoplifting.
085.
Someone picked your pocket today.
My pocket has been picked.
No, but if I was walking down...
I had a mobile phone wrapped out of my pocket.
Was that funny?
No, of course it wasn't.
I remember you were nearly crying that day.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny. It was a brand new phone. Out of my pocket.
Crying like a bitch that day.
It was a 1,000 euro phone.
Yeah, there you...
Not a fiver.
That's like saying it's okay for someone to rob a car that's worth... You went on about how much your car is worth there a few minutes ago. Oh, my car is 20 grand. It'd be terrible if it got robbed. So is it okay if someone owns an old banger? Is it okay if their car is robbed?
No, it's not okay.
So you're not...
No car worth a fiver either.
Not only is Adrian condoning shoplifting, he's condoning joyriding as well. Well done.
Mitchell, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mitchell?
Not too bad, lads. How are you, Keith?
Good, thanks, Mitchell. Well, what do you make of this story? Is Jeremy a hero that should be commended for being an upstanding citizen and reporting nasty crimes being committed? Or is he a sad loser for not keeping his nose out?
Look, I don't think he's a hero, but I don't think he's a loser either. Like, he's seen something. First of all, he was in the shop with his child. Like, if that was me and I was in the shop with my own child and I seen someone robbing, no matter what it is, it's not like they're robbing because they're hungry. It's not like they're robbing something to keep them going. It wasn't life or death or something like that. There's a few packets of sweets. They were robbing because they could rob. When I was 18 years of age, if I did that in a local shop, I would have been dragged up to my parents. I would have got a kick in the air so hard I wouldn't be able to sit down for a week.
Mm-hmm.
They're robbing because they can rob. You see it every day in all types of shops. And it's because people aren't saying to lads here, cop on, like, the shops are closed now in local shops. I don't mean big companies.
Now, this particular shop that Jeremy was in is a nationwide shop. It's an Irish shop, but it's a nationwide Irish shop.
I don't think that's going to shut down because a lad robbed 5 euro sweets.
Absolutely not.
But what I'm saying is if it's okay to rob in there, lads are going to go into local corner shops where it might be a family-owned business. And if you have one lad doing it, you could have 100 lads doing it. So why is it okay to go and give out to the people that are trying to stop the theft? Like, I don't see what Jeremy did wrong. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have put it up on Facebook saying I stopped the young lad there at the shop and blah, blah, blah.
And in fact, I didn't even address that with Jeremy. What made you, when you got home, decide, right, I'm going to put this up on Facebook. I'm going to let everybody know what a wonderful man I am.
So what makes you put a photograph of your dog up on Facebook?
Because the dog is cute.
No, but
you
just,
didn't. What you did wasn't in any way
people
cute.
People just put stuff up because I was actually proud of what I did. And you actually make a good point, Mitchell, that I never even thought of. And I did have this conversation with my son, who was in the shop with me. He didn't know what was going on. And I explained to him later that theft is wrong. So he was after seeing justice. He saw someone serve justice for a crime they committed. This little scumbag probably
served justice. He was taken to the office. He was told, don't rob here again, you're barred, and out he went. Well, that was it. That's all it.
I agree with Jeremy now, because when I was younger, my older brother got caught Robin, I was done stores. It was something stupid. I can't even remember what it was. I think 20 quid's worth of stuff. He was brought in security. He was told not to again. My mother was brought in, and I was only a child. I was brought in with my mother. But he went home. My father gave him a bollocking over that. So it was assured me not to do it.
Okay,
so,
but I would be amazed. Jeremy said this young fellow was 17 or 18. I would be amazed if he got a bollocking from his parents, because his parents probably don't even know. I doubt the shop rang his parents.
The problem is the parents probably don't know. Yeah, you're right. But why aren't they teaching the kids not to go out and steal?
No, but my point to Jeremy was, what was achieved by him sticking his nose in yesterday over a fiver's worth of sweets? What was achieved, Jeremy?
What was achieved? Yeah. I got satisfaction, if the truth be told.
Oh, you got satisfaction?
Yeah, I got satisfaction.
But it's not your shop.
What?
It's not your shop.
Well, I
guess. What was achieved by robbing 5 euros worth of sweets?
If it was your shop, I could understand you getting some satisfaction out of it.
If you could buy a bottle of Lucozade, why couldn't you pay for the sweets?
Oh, no, I'm sure he could have paid for the sweets.
Oh, he could. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's not the fact that he robbed the sweets. It's the fact that he blatantly paid for the bottle of Lucozade and he just robbed the sweets because, fuck it, I can. And it's that type of attitude lately that's in everyone under a certain age. It's, I can do what I want. The guards aren't going to do that to me. The shop's not going to do that to me.
Until a little snitch like Jeremy came along.
I wouldn't call him a snitch. Yeah, I wouldn't have put it up on Facebook. I think that was stupid. Opening yourself up to the lamp.
It was pathetic putting it up on Facebook, looking for glory for squealing and ratting out a young fella. Looking for glory for it.
It doesn't matter what shop it was, whether it's a big company, a small company, whatever. If it's your shop at the end of the day, you wouldn't want someone stealing over. If it was your child, you'd be mortified, I imagine. I know I would be. If I found out that Robin got caught robbing 5 euros worth of sweets,
I know I'd be mortified. Yeah, of course you would. But okay, stay there for 1 second, Mitchell, if you can, please. 0858252626. Mitchell is more or less saying you did the right thing. What does your young fella say? Actually,
well, I did. Sorry, there's no debate here, which is why I didn't want to even do the topic, because there's no debate. I did the right thing. The right thing is to report a crime. And again, at the risk of repeating myself, those of you who think it's all a laugh and all that, I've obviously never been a victim of a crime. I mean, I've done it before. I've done it on other things. I stopped a young fella trying to jump off the loose because he hadn't paid his ticket when the inspectors got on one day, about 4 years ago. This was before COVID came in. I was on the loose
one. And you pointed him out?
No, I blocked the door. He was trying to do a runner off the...
Oh, Jesus.
No. Sorry, what's the issue with that?
Blocked the door to stop a young fella getting off the Lewis.
Yep.
So that security could catch him.
Yep, because he thought... Sorry, why should I have to pay a Lewis ticket to travel from...
Why should I have to pay a Lewis ticket?
No, why should I?
Are you listening to yourself?
Yeah, I am listening to myself.
I'm going to pay for a Lewis ticket.
Half the fucking customers on the Lewis don't pay for their tickets. You're going to block everybody at the door?
No, it just happened. This particular day, I was on the Green Line heading home. And there was a young fella on. I got on the same stop as him, and I knew he hadn't bought the ticket. And he was standing on the tram beside me on the carriage. And when there was the security guards got on, he went to leg it out the door, and I stopped in front of him.
I've only one thing to say to that as well, and this is it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm the loser here.
By the way, if the rest of you behaved the way I behaved, the city centre wouldn't be a fucking scummy hole full of theft where people...
Why don't you go and hang around the city?
What?
Rambo.
No, I'm not a Rambo. By no means a Rambo.
Kevin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kev?
How are you doing, lads?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Kevin. What do you think of what Jeremy did? Squealing on a young fella for robbing 2 bags of sweets.
Jerry's right. He did the right thing. No matter how you slice it, doesn't matter if it's 5 euro or 5 fucking cents. That's someone else's property that he's stealing, and we all know stealing is stealing.
I agree. Like, I'm not arguing that point. Yes, the young fella shouldn't have been stealing.
Yeah, but the only thing where I kind of think Jeremy went a bit too far is putting on the social media, because like you lads are all fairly well known throughout this country. Like, there's no telling how many people saw that post and what kind of effect that's going to have on that young fella going forward. Like, I really think, Jeremy, you should have just either alerted the staff or called the guards.
Just to be clear though, Kevin, I did not take a photograph. There was no photograph. I didn't even mention the shop. So it was literally just a
But why did you go on social media about it?
Why do you go on social media about everything yourself? Why do you go on
social media? I'm looking for glory.
I wasn't looking for glory. I just wanted to put it up because I thought it was a nice story.
A nice story?
Yeah, just a nice story. Justice was served.
Do you actually listen to yourself? Does your brain and your mouth and your ears communicate together?
Yep.
Sorry.
But he's right though, Adrian. Like, people do actually need to stand up and say something when this shit happens. And like, fair dues to Jeremy for having the balls to actually do it. There's a lot of people out there that don't. They just let this kind of behaviour slide.
Just as a by the way, you could have brought harm onto yourself. You don't know what sort of a young fella you were dealing with.
I'm well able to look after myself, unlike you, Adrian. Don't worry about it.
I agree with that point as well, lads. Because, you know what I mean? Like, you never know what he's like or what friends he has or what family he has.
Correct.
Like for all Jeremy knows, he could be hopped on outside. You know what I mean?
That's exactly the point I was making.
I'm not saying that Jeremy can't, you know, hold his own. But, like, if he's there on his own and maybe five fellas come up and, you know, what the fuck's he going to do then, you know?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to just bring in more of your opinions. If you'd like to send us a WhatsApp, the number is 085 825 2626. You can send us a message or a voice note like Graham did.
Lads, Jeremy had every right to rat on that shoplifter. And I'll tell you why. Because if Jeremy says no, then that young fella is going to think, oh, Jesus, nobody said that to me. People seen me doing it, but nobody opened their mouth. So we're going to continue to shoplift. It doesn't matter if I'm in a grocery shop, if I'm in a vegetable shop, if I'm in a clothes shop. I'm just going to fleece whatever I can, whenever I want, because nobody is saying that to me, and I'm getting away with it. And also, another point stands. People's livelihoods depend on these shops, okay? People's livelihoods depend on these shops, especially if it's an independent shop. If it's an independent kind of grocery shop or an independent vegetable shop, these shops depend on their sole income from the locals and the public. So if people are constantly stealing them, they're going to be put out of business. So, like, Jeremy had every right to rat out that young fella. He had every right to rat out that young fella, because that young fella's mentality would say to him, I didn't get caught, I'm going to keep doing it. And eventually a bar of chocolate or a few sweets turns into clothes, it turns into money, it turns into something more, it turns into something even bigger, and before you know it, he's going to be doing armed robberies. So Jeremy had every right to say, wrong is wrong, and it's a commandment, thou shalt not steal. Wrong is wrong. Everybody is brought up to know wrong. What's right and what's wrong, and you do not take what is not yours. If you go into a shop, you go into a shop, you take your item and you pay for it. That's the only reason you should be going into a shop. You pay for the item, you take for it, and you leave the shop.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
You're going to be roasted in just a minute.
I've heard a bit of it.
One of our listeners has been in contact with us, extremely angry. You know the way you regularly get roasted on this show? No. You're about to be served your balls on a plate.
I've heard the first 5 seconds of it, and this particular individual that sent the message, yeah?
Yep. He's angry.
Had I gone out and murdered a pensioner and robbed her pension from her,
He wouldn't have been as angry.
No. I can't believe people are so angry about this, that I'm literally upholding the law. It's bizarre.
Upholding the law.
It just shows you what kind of morals you all have. You obviously all have a different moral.
Okay, course. I'll play that message in a minute, but first here's Sean.
Afternoon, lads. Reading good old Jeremy the superhero, what? Not all capes wear heroes. I'm Batman's new sidekick. Rap man. No, but stealing. If like if rap man. In that shop and someone was stealing, you'd want to be reported too, you know. Yeah, no, fuck them little shits. They get what they deserve.
Rat man. I like that. I love it, actually. I'm not even responding to it,
so.
Rat man. Yeah. Liam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Liam?
How are you, lads? How are you?
Good, thanks, Liam. Well, what did you want to say on this? Is Jeremy a superhero, or is he just Ratman?
Jesus, Jeremy's always my hero. So yes, he's a superhero. That man should be wearing.
You need to get new heroes.
He should be wearing a cap, or a cape, a cap. But look, you know, who's not to say that there was a few other kids in there, maybe seen them before that, there maybe costing €5, €10, €15 worth of stuff, and if there's 10 of them goes into that shop every day and they're stealing out of it, that business won't last long. You know, the business is right. Jeremy was right. No, cut out the crap. There's too many small businesses from COVID the whole way through been closed down, and that's not right. So definitely, any young lad.
Okay, well, let me ask you then, Liam. So, if you were in a shop this afternoon and you saw the exact same thing, a young fella shoving sweets into his pocket and not paying for them, would you alert the staff?
Look, years ago, I'm from the north, we used to say tights out, but for the likes of that there and the way things are nowadays with the ceasefire and all, yeah, no, you have to let the shop know, definitely.
So you would do it?
100%. My partner worked in retail all her life, so she did, and she's seen it day in, day out, and people were
But that's different when you're working in it. Jeremy isn't the security officer from this particular store.
I know, I've no stake in this whatsoever.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter at all, I guess. Jeremy's just doing a civic duty.
Oh, civic duty?
Well, it is, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But how come very
right
few...
Thing to do, Jeremy.
How come you got lambasted for it? If people think it's your civic duty and you're brilliant for it.
Because there's a whole cohort of people out there who think it's okay to steal from shops. They all think it's okay to steal from shops. They're the same people who were laughing when the videos were going around at the Dublin riots a couple of months ago, and you saw fellas running into Arnott's and grabbing six pairs of trainers, and they all thought it was hilarious. They all think it's hilarious because they've never had anything, they don't have anything valuable that has been stolen on them. They're not business owners. And they're the
but
same.
Nor are you.
They're the same pricks. Excuse my friends. They're the same pricks. who would moan when the price goes up in the shop. The reason things are more expensive in shops is because shops have to pay security guards. A security guard makes about £20 an hour, so they have to pay a security guard to be on the door because of fuckwits who think they can just go in and take trainers off the shelves.
And you made how much difference yesterday? Let me ask you that.
The reason it was a political statement.
A political statement.
It was a political statement that little 18 or 19 year old, you might have got away with it 10 times before.
But he also got away with it. Don't think he's languishing in a prison cell today.
No, obviously he's not languishing in a prison, but he got slapped on the wrist.
But that's all. He walked out the door of the shop. He wasn't arrested. The guards didn't come down. You can be guaranteed that.
They probably didn't.
Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jess.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. Well, what's your view on this? Would you rat on somebody if you saw them shoplifting?
Absolutely, and I don't care what age you are, shoplifting, tea leafing is tea leafing.
So is Jeremy brilliant for doing what he did?
I think fair play. If I was down near poor Marnick, I'd be going up to the Oasis and saying, that point's for Jeremy, let him enjoy that.
Oh, Jeremy's my hero, basically.
Yeah, fair fucks him. I've had done without Jeremy. I know me and you have our ups and downs, but fair fucks you on this occasion.
Okay, but Jess, again, and I'm not belittling what he did. Well, I am. I am, actually.
You spent the last 40 minutes belittling it.
We're talking about a bag of sweets.
It's not the point, Adrian.
A bag of sweets.
It's not the point.
Doesn't matter. It's the whole fact that he took something that he didn't pay for. It starts off with bags of sweets, and then what ends up being, God knows what, maybe high value goods. It all starts somewhere.
But again, my argument is that Jeremy achieved absolutely nothing by doing this yesterday because the young fella walked out of the shop
and was probably saying,
fuck you, security guard.
Security guard's problem.
Yeah, I agree.
I achieved satisfaction. I got satisfaction in knowing that I stopped a crime happening, albeit a small crime, but a crime is a crime, Adrian. Like, if you were walking down the con street today and there was a woman walking in front of you and you saw her phone being taken out of her back pocket, would you run after your man that took the phone?
No, I'd just tell her he's after robbing your phone.
Oh, you're such a hero.
You want me to run after him?
Well, I would.
Piss off.
I would.
I would if it was my own phone.
You're literally a spineless
fuck. I wouldn't if it was somebody else's phone.
You're the most spineless man.
I would tell the woman.
Whatever happened to looking after one another?
Adrian has the spine of a snake.
No, I would tell the woman. Hang on, I'd tell the woman he's after robbing your phone.
Big. Let her deal with it then.
Oh, let her run after the man instead of you.
Yeah.
Are you a man or a mouse?
A man.
You're literally half a man.
Why would you possibly...
How is it hurtful for you using her phone? Like, that's ridiculous.
No, that, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I just...
taking something that isn't his.
Yeah, but he's asking me, would I chase him myself? No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it's not my business. It's her phone, not mine. If it was my own phone, I'd chase him.
To looking out for one another, like seriously, where's that kind of mentality
going? Okay, hang on. My looking out for one another would be to say to the woman, he's after robbing your
phone.
And
you're the exact same fucker, Adrian, that if your wife was walking down O'Connell Street today and she got pickpocketed, you'd be on the podcast tomorrow moaning, nobody saw, what's wrong with Dublin? My wife got pickpocketed and nobody helped her. No, they all stood there looking at her. My poor wife got pickpocketed. You are a spineless wimp of a man.
I wouldn't chase after somebody who robbed somebody else's phone.
Stand by and you'd watch a woman. No. You'd watch a woman get mugged.
No, stop exaggerating here now. Okay,
yeah.
I said I wouldn't give chase to somebody who robbed somebody else's phone. No, I wouldn't. Absolutely not. I wouldn't get stabbed as a result.
Get stabbed. Would you? Jess, like, is that spineless or is that spineless?
It is spineless, 100%. So it doesn't matter if it's Kira getting robbed in town, got a bit touch wood, or a stranger. 100%, I'm going to say something or do something.
No, I've already said, Jess, I've already said I would say something. I would tell the woman, he's after robbing your phone. But then...
But the difference is, Adrian, Jeremy did something. He used action. He did something about it.
Yeah, you didn't have to chase the young fella. Stay there
in my eyes.
He should be praised for reporting the young fella. Stay there for a second, Jess, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. I did mention that one of our listeners is very, very angry. This is Keith.
5 fucking euro. You squealing, rolling the fucking rat, horrible poxy. 5 fucking euro. Do you know that would have been, it wouldn't have even cost a shop a fucking euro for that stuff that you put your Batman suit on for? You know, that is ridiculous, Jeremy. Hang your fucking head. That's a new low for you.
There you are. That's a new low for you.
Here now, Keith, with the greatest respect, yeah? If I turned around and added to the story, yeah, that the fella who was doing the shoplifting was an illegal immigrant, yeah? You'd be on saying he's singing a different tune, wouldn't he?
Possibly, yeah.
But
possibly.
You would. So, Keith, let's change the story just for your sake, yeah? And say that the fella had just got off the plane from, give me a country, Adrian.
Uganda.
Okay, so the young fella in the shop had literally got off a plane from Uganda, Keith, and he went to shoplift a couple of bags of sweets. You'd be giving me a medal. You'd be pinning a medal on my arse and saying, "Deport! Deport! Deport! Deport the plantations! Deport the plantations!"
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Gareth.
Hi, guys. Yeah, Robin is Robin. Shouldn't be at it, but Jeremy shouldn't have put that up on Facebook. Because now that person knows who's squealing. You better be prepared for repercussions, lad. Shouldn't have fucking put up. Repercussions, boy. Think of your kids. You know, just only saying, be prepared.
Be prepared. Jesus. if you're robbing sweets, be prepared. Jeremy might be about.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to get repercussions. Yeah, this 19-year-old young fella's going to come after me in his Canada Goose jacket. And what? Give me a slap. Gareth, the one thing you don't know about me is I'm well able to look after myself, thanks. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of this fucker. In the same way I wasn't afraid of the fucker who was on the Lewis thinking he was going to get off without paying for the ticket.
I forgot about that one. Because you stood there at the door of the...
Well, it's just blocked.
Well,
if you saw somebody shoplifting or if somebody stealing out of someone's pocket on O'Connell Street, would you trip them up to make sure they didn't get away?
No,
nothing. Nothing.
Ronan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ronan?
How are we doing? How are we getting on?
Good, thanks, Ronan. Well, what did you want to say on this?
It's cold as hell, but unfortunately I have to agree with Jeremy on this. He was right.
He was right. He did the right thing.
Right.
Reporting a young fella for robbing a fiver's worth of stuff.
Doesn't matter whether it was a fiver's worth or whether it was a 20 euros or what. It doesn't make any odds. Stealing is stealing. And at the end of the day, he probably did the young fella a favour.
How?
Because he's probably been doing it all his life and probably finally got caught by someone that didn't think they had the bottle to rat him out.
okay, the bottom line is that nothing really would have happened to this young fella. We all know that. He would have been taken out
probably
by security. The security would have said to the young fella, you're barred, don't come back here again. And that really would have been about the end of it.
You're telling me if Jeremy saw someone robbing your car, you wouldn't want him to say anything to anybody?
There's a big difference between my car and a fiver's worth of sweets. We're only talking about a fiver's worth of sweets.
You see, Adrian's expensive car, because he thinks it's expensive car, but he thinks if someone's driving a 500 euro car, sure, what?
I didn't say that.
Yeah,
a fiver's worth of sweets is all we're talking about.
It doesn't matter. It's the principle of the whole thing. I mean, the fact is, whether you're stealing 5 euro, 2 euro, whatever you're stealing, it's stealing. At the end of the day, you think he did wrong. He actually didn't. Now, agreed, he probably shouldn't have glorified it on Facebook. I think everyone agrees on that one. There was
Jeremy doesn't agree on that one. He thinks he did right putting it on Facebook.
Jeremy, what
was the point of the Facebook post?
It was literally just because I came home and I was just telling people about what happened in the shop. That's all it was. I didn't take photographs up.
Why did you put up a post on Facebook saying I ratted on some fella in the shop today for robbing sweets?
Who knows? Why do people check in?
Were you looking for plaudits? Were you looking for pats on the back?
Why do people check in the hospitals on Facebook?
I think that's ridiculous.
If he wants a round of applause, he's getting here from the majority of the listeners here today. Most everyone's agreeing with him.
Surprisingly, I have to say, but because I didn't think anybody would have agreed with him. That's the truth.
Yeah. Well, that's it, lads. Listen, lads, I'm going to have
gotta
to
go.
You,
gotta right? go. Go on. See you. Bye. Huge reaction to this. Evan has been on to us.
How's it going, lads? I'd say I'd have the same view as a lot of other people. Look, he's not, you know, a fucking hero be getting the freedom of the city or anything. Sure, he's not a loser, like, and you see a lot of it in the UK, the United States, where it started small, but now all of a sudden you have organised gangs robbing stores because they see that vulnerability. And I think as well, you know, when you have young lads robbing stuff from shops, when, you know, small things, if they don't get caught, especially when they can tell that people see them but aren't doing anything, then they only get emboldened and they'll keep going and they'll keep going. And as well, it doesn't affect you. It depends on what view you take as society, but the fact is, individual actions, when looked at on a grander scale, do have an effect on society. So if everyone's going around and doing, you know, these small things that are bad, it does begin to add up, and it does embolden people to go further and keep robbing shit.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
So 2 days ago, our Jeremy was in a very well-known discount store here in Dublin with his young fella, and he noticed another young fella, well, an older young fella, 17 or 18, putting two big bags of sweets into his pocket and then going to the till and paying for a bottle of Lucozade but not paying for the two bags of sweets that were in his pocket. And Jeremy, being the dutiful citizen, told the shop assistant he's got two bags of sweets in his pocket, he's after robbing them, and the shop assistant called security. Security carted the young fella away, and Jeremy went out with his big cape, Ratman.
And by an incredible twist of fate, I'm the baddie here, and the fella that robbed the sweets is the goodie. It's bizarre.
Nobody said he was good. Not one person said he was the goodie two shoes.
It's bizarre, isn't it? That I'm the baddie and the petty thief.
You're petty, all right, yeah.
And I just want to address another message just came in from someone who clearly needs to go to. Where do you go for bad hearing? You go to Specsavers, can't you?
You can, yeah.
They do the hearing check. Yep. So this person needs to go to Specsavers. And what would Jeremy do if the person was stealing baby food? Now, again, I said literally 25 minutes ago at the start of this podcast that if it was a mother stealing baby food or bread or something like that, I probably wouldn't have reported. But this young fella was not starving. You don't buy a packet of Minstrels or rob a packet of Minstrels if you're starving, do you?
Thankfully, I've never been starving. I don't know. Food is food.
Well, hang on. If you were starving, would the first thing you go for would be a packet of Minstrels?
Me personally, no.
No, thank you.
Okay, let me go to Jay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Hey, Zane. I'm so excited to be in the presence of such greatness.
I know.
Can I touch his cloth? Does he wear the cape in there today? Does he wear his underwear outside his trousers?
I'm not looking for praise. I'm not looking for praise.
Jeremy, that's the only reason you've done that, mate.
No.
The only reason you've done that, you went straight to the social media. Look what I done. Me, big Jeremy Dixon, out there fighting crime one man at a time. Jeremy, did you think of asking the young fella maybe he has problems? Instead of going straight to that, you seen what he done, right? It was only a 4-year, right? You could have slipped to the cashier and says, listen, he probably forgot you put them in his pocket. Walk outside and say, mate, okay. What's wrong with society? You're on there about how come Adrian doesn't want to run after a bloke that's robbing somebody's mobile phone. There's a good chance he has a syringe and he'll stick Adrian. And another thing, Jeremy, you said it was the fella on the Lewis. How old was the fella on the Lewis that you done this to?
Oh, he was in his 20s, I'd say. This was 4 years ago now.
No, early 20s, late 20s. Because I guarantee you wouldn't do it. And I guarantee you on a Friday evening or a Friday night, you would not do that on Abbey Street where the bloke was getting off the Lewis.
Okay.
You picked on two kids.
He's not a kid. Old enough to steal, you're not a kid.
You said yourself he was 17, 18. How do you know his circumstances? How do you know he wasn't going on a date with a young kid?
What do you think?
It was probably the most easiest thing for him to steal. It was probably the easiest thing. He probably walked in nervous as hell. He could have been a bit hungry. He probably doesn't get much food at home. We don't know his circumstances. I'm just saying you were there giving out to Adrian that he didn't chase a man down the road. But you had this fella in your sight in the shop. When you not put your hand on the shoulder in the shop? No, because you're too chicken. You said it to the manager, who said it to the security guard. You could have just called him outside and said, mate, is everything all right? I've noticed what you've done there. You know there is places you can go to. You know going down the line of crime will lead to all sorts. And you would have been more of a man in front of your son. Then watch this son run over there quick, and tell on the little boy. That's what you've done, Jeremy.
Okay.
And I can think of no other word for you than rat man.
Can I get a word in here? That's brilliant, yeah. Agent. You couldn't even...
And Robin is wrong. Stealing is wrong.
And I'm saying that
all
as well.
Right. No, we all admit that. Well, come on, he wasn't going in robbing the Mona Lisa. And for that other fella at the start, he's robbing sweets today and then doing armed robberies tomorrow. That's some leap from fucking sweets to cash.
Well, that's true. If you don't if you don't get caught...
it's not true.
Okay, secondly, you asked... Okay, you have this picture painted, which is great considering you weren't even in the shop. You have this picture painted of this fella that he was absolutely starving and he had six kids.
No, you said he was scrawny. You said he was a scrawny-looking young fella. That's what you said. I never mentioned anything about kids. You said he couldn't be a father because of his age. Guess what? Kids are having kids.
He
could have been 18.
Okay, so how is he...
He could have been 18 and having
kids. He paid for the bottle of Lucozade that he stole and he paid for that with a Revolut card. So you're now claiming that people who are destitute are using Revolut now.
Anybody can use Revolut.
My daughter has a Revolut card. She's only 14. She doesn't have a job. I put money on it for her. What's the Revolut card got to do with anything?
You know what?
As I said, you didn't know his circumstances, Jeremy. You just went straight to make yourself out to be a hero. And you wanted to run straight home. And I bet you couldn't wait to get fucking home.
Facebook.
Have you ever broke the law, Jeremy? Ever broke the speed limit? Ever dropped a piece of paper on the ground? Or have you lived such a pure fucking life that we can now start calling you the Messiah?
Man, I'm done answering questions.
Well, you're going to have a hissy fit and storm out.
No, I'm not storming out. I'm stay here, but I'm not speaking again. You do it yourself. No, I'm not answering.
Here, I want to read another message. It says, kids will be kids and will continue to shoplift, and adults who shoplift could also be struggling in hard times and don't have enough cash for their shopping or little things for their kids enjoy, like a Kinder Egg. And maybe that's why somebody is robbing. Jay... Okay, a lot of people here are saying that what he did was commendable, that if more of us did the same thing, the world would be a better place.
Okay, ask these people in Jeremy, when are they going to go out to the airports and the ports? There's 4,000 people, he said, that this is our own government, that are coming in here illegally without documentation. That is against the law. How come he's not out there? How come he's not down dragging people out of house that he knows walks and claims the dole? How come he's not turning on them people? How come he's going after kids? Big man standing across the Lewis door, so we try to can't get out. Big man telling the shopkeeper, got that little youngster there, that, oh, why are you not grabbing yourself? You're such a hero. I'm minding your own business.
I want to bring in Neil on this.
You're a brave man, Jeremy. You're a brave man, let me tell you. They don't fight with their fists anymore. They don't fight with their fists. And to find out where you live, you're a brave man. Let it go. Let people do what they want to do. Just mind your own business and off you go. That's what you do. Cheers, lads.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil. Jamie has been on to us as well.
Ah, for fuck's sake, Jeremy, are you actually taking the piss? I'd say you were well-loved in school. Rah.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that what you did was just... Oh, you're not speaking, are you not? He says...
Not more to say.
You've nothing more to say?
Nope.
You look like you're about to start crying. Right, he's not speaking anymore. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Rambo. We will be back with you. We publish a new podcast most weekdays. If you would like to be notified of our latest edition, all you have to do, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you're listening to us, you just hit subscribe or follow, click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast. Make sure you enable notifications so that you will get a notification. I'll say goodbye. Do you want to say goodbye, even?
No,
he doesn't even want to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next edition of Opinions Matter. Bye bye.
Ah, poor Jeremy, leave him alone. Somebody give him a hug for me, please.